Hello, friends. This is John Horn bringing you another message from the Word of God, and I'm going to ask you to turn to the Gospel by St. John chapter 11, and we shall read it about verse 25. And these are the words of my Savior to a sorrowing one who had lost a brother, namely to Martha. Mary and Martha had lost their brother. But in verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then look at this with you. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And we're going to say a little today about never die. That's the pledge and that's the promise our Lord Jesus Christ gives to all men and women who are spiritually dead, who come to him and trust him, who receive him as their own personal Savior. They pass out of death into a state of spiritual life. Maybe some of you will recall the words that we have in the Gospel by St. John in about chapter 5, where we read this amazing statement, verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now this is the verse I want you specially to get. Verily, verily, or for sure, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Yes, thank God, that's what he offers to all who trust his blessed Son. You see, the Word of God speaks about physical death, that is to say, death in a threefold way. It speaks of physical death, it speaks of spiritual death, it speaks of the second death. Of course, away yonder back in the Garden of Eden, when God said to our first parents, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die, they died the very day they disobeyed God, they died spiritually, and of course lived for hundreds of years later. But they were spiritually dead. And so the truth is that every descendant of Adam, the Adamic family, before God is seen as being spiritually dead, and we must have life from God. We must be quickened by the Holy Spirit of God. And I'm so glad that the terms are laid down by himself, and we're told how eternal life is obtained on the easiest possible terms. And then he says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And you cannot but think of those words in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 55, where we read this amazing statement, Hear, and your soul shall live. Now, if you're willing to hear from God, the God of glory, if you're willing to listen to what he has to say in his precious word, and though in a state of spiritual death, if you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, if you trust him as your own personal Savior, you would pass out of death into life, and then you'd have this guarantee from himself. And I tell you, it's a precious one, it said, in that 12th chapter of St. John, Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Yes, if you believed him, if you received him into a good and honest heart today, you would obtain everlasting life, and thank God, you'd have the pledge and the promise that you would never die. Or, of course, you may be called upon to pass through the article of death. But listen, so far as your soul is concerned, it would be absent from that body of yours and present with the Lord. It would merely be asleep in Jesus. You know our Lord, when he was here, he said, Fear not him which hath power to destroy the body, but him that hath power to destroy body and soul in hell. That's the one you need fear. And if you've never come to him, if you've never received him, if you've never made him your own, wouldn't you like to, as you think of this verse once again, we have it in John 5 and 25, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. Oh, wouldn't you like that everlasting life today? And then you could have the word that we've been stressing, never die. You'd never taste of the second death. You'd be passed out of death into life and be as sure of heaven as though you were already there. Hear him today. Trust him as your personal Savior, and salvation is yours.